For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. I am super excited about today's show. Today, we're going to be talking to James Wedmore about YouTube videos, and not just anything about YouTube videos. We're going to talk about how to create persuasive videos that move viewers into action. And as a matter of fact, this is something we've never done before. We're going to actually dissect all the elements that go into creating a persuasive video step by step. This is one of the most instructive podcasts that we've ever done. It's a little bit longer than most of the podcasts, but I'm sure that you'll find it so valuable that you'll probably be playing it over and over again. Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates. So with that, let's move into today's outstanding interview on YouTube video marketing.
Helping you simplify your social safari, here's this week's expert guide.
I am so excited to be joined today by James Wedmore. If you don't know who James is, he's the author of the YouTube marketing book, founder of Video Traffic Academy, and in my personal opinion, one of the smartest guys on the planet when it comes to video marketing. James, welcome to the show.
Michael, thank you so much for having me. I'm pumped. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about some exciting stuff today. Today, James and I are going to explore how to create videos that people want to watch and how to move the people that are watching those videos into action. And we're going to actually dissect in a podcast some of the video stuff that James has done and talk about what he's doing so that you can actually listen to this podcast over and over again and apply this in all of your videos. So, James, let's start with my first question. For folks that are listening right now that are not doing video marketing, can you explain why it's so important for marketers?
Yes. Why is video so important? This is a huge question. And at its core, like if we take a big step back and really look at what video is, or how I've always looked at video, at its most basic level, video is simply a communication tool. And what gets me so excited about it is that we can use it in an unlimited number of ways. So everything, when I started my education on online marketing, on copywriting, on social media, on how to build a sales funnel and, you know, really start a business, and I had that film background, I realized I can just plug in video to everything people are teaching me what to do and how to do it. So you can use video to drive traffic to your website. You can have a video on your website that tells people to opt in. You can have a video that sells your products. You can have a video that teaches your audience, educates them. You can have a video that delivers, that actually is a product. And you can use video as testimonials. I mean, everything in between as well. So that's why I get really excited. So if we can just get past all that, those how-tos and the technical overwhelm, as I call it, and get to a place where making a video is simple, quick, and efficient, then we can realize that we can use it in a myriad of different ways. We can use it across the social networking sites. In fact, one recent stat I stumbled upon was that apparently YouTube is the most shared website or form of content inside of Facebook. So here's this giant Facebook. What are people doing in there? They're sharing YouTube videos. So I get so excited. I could go on forever as to why videos. But if we look at it real simply, it's a tool that we can communicate our message with. It gives us a lot of potential and power. So,
and you know, James, I mean, there are so many different applications for video. And I'm just going to share a couple of the ways that we use video at Social Media Examiner. For example, if someone buys a ticket to one of our virtual events, once they log in, there's a little welcome video from me with a little music in the background just saying, hey, thank you so much for registering and here's some stuff you can do. And that just kind of brings a human element to it. When we're having conferences and stuff, we create videos to kind of help people understand why this is an event that they should go to. And there's just there's the whole screen capture side of things, right? So if you want to show people how to do something, video is great because it's like they're really right there looking over your shoulder. So there's so many different things that you can do with video. But I guess at the heart of it, what makes it so interesting, in my opinion, is that when you physically put yourself in front of the camera, and I know it's not necessary to do this all the time, but if you're in a kind of a job where maybe you are trying to brand yourself and connect with people, when you put your face in front of the camera, something special happens. Can you explain why that is?
Well, I can explain what that special thing is, and then we can go into the why. Absolutely. For me, the most exciting thing happens because, you know, when we're on the internet, we're doing all this stuff, all these online digital stuff, you kind of forget it sometimes. Like, these are real people. And when you go to an offline event and people come up to you and really, and I've never had this before and I never wanted this, this is just kind of like a perk of the business, and people treat you like a celebrity and they're like, can I have a moment of your time? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to meet you. And I watch all your videos and I feel like I already know you. And those are the magic words. That's when you know it's working. I feel like I've known you for years, or I feel like we're close friends. And that's what it is. It's creating a relationship at a deeper level. Why it happens, I don't know. The whole human psychology of, you know, if you were to walk down the street right now and see your favorite actor, actress, you'd probably get a little starstruck. And when that happens with your customers, with your audience and your subscribers, it shifts the game for you. It goes much more from this you pushing and being salesy and all that stuff to attracting the type of business and the type of clients that you want. And that's all I could ever ask for my students and myself. And I think it's just the only way to do things right. So,
you know, the other cool thing is I think it's when you connect with people normally in a face-to-face interaction, there's something special about that that transcends what can happen online, right?
Absolutely.
And this is the closest you're going to get to that.
It is the closest you can get to that. And just to say that from the beginning is, I'm always going to encourage people. At the same time I say get in front of the camera, I say you don't have to. If that's the reason you're not doing video because you think you have to be in front of the camera, that shouldn't be an excuse. But I am still going to encourage people to get in front of the camera, because when you're there, you have to understand that when you're filming that video and someone's going to watch it, that's a singular real life person on the other end sitting there at their desk, their office, their wherever, watching you, connecting with you and building that relationship with you. And we kind of forget that. We kind of think like we're just talking to this random digital internet. And it's like, no, these are individual people that are receiving your message, and it is making an impact. It is making a difference. So,
well, what I'm really excited about today is the first time that I've ever done anything like this, and perhaps the first time you've ever done anything like this, which is we are actually going to dissect one of James' his video. Yep. And kind of break down the components that go into creating not just any video, but a video that's designed to move people to action. And let's just start, James, by talking about why these kinds of videos are important.
Yes, and why what we're talking about is so important, because you said something at the beginning of this call. You said, we're going to talk about how to make a video. And the problem is so many people think how to make a video means what editing software do I need? What camera do I need? What tripod? You know, all that stuff is important, but it's so much just secondary or tertiary to what we're going to be talking about today, which is strategy. I always want you guys to remember, if there's one thing you get away from what we're about to talk about, is it's strategy first. And what I love with video is that the way we can execute the video, the way we can inject creativity into it is going to, you know, always be up to you to make it yours, original and amazing. But if you don't have a strategy in place first, it's not going to do any good. So really the type of strategy that we're going for today, the type of video we're going to share with you guys, was a YouTube video I did, which I try to put up at least one video every single week on YouTube, share content to give value back to my audience, but also build my audience as well. But the real strategy with all my videos is driving traffic back to my website, back to my community, my hub, and build my subscriber list, generate new targeted leads for my business. And so we're going to break that all down for you, how we're using YouTube to find people or have them find me, actually, and then get them onto to my email list in less than 4 minutes, 5 minutes for a video.
Okay, so just to kind of recap or rephrase this a little bit, if you're listening right now and you want to know how to create a video that's designed to move someone to do something, and that something could be anything really, right? Pick up the phone, visit our local location, or send us an email, or get on our list, or become a subscriber, or whatever. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to dissect the elements of a persuasive video. And the way that we're going to do this is I'm going to play segments of one of James' video. James, can you give kind of a high-level overview of the components, and then let's go ahead and dig into each one, and we'll play the samples and talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. So every video I make is a is based off of a 5-part template of that I take people through. And Michael, by the way, I have an infographic for this that I'd love to make.
Yeah,
sure
we'll
you
get
have
that in the show notes for sure.
So because it's very visual, but it's 5 parts, and you want to keep your YouTube videos, I don't like to use the word short, but as succinct as possible. No rambling. So the 5 parts is the attention grabber, which is just like a headline in an article or a blog post. You want people to know exactly what your video is all about as quickly as possible. Then we're going to move on to the intro bumper, and that's basically the your branding, your logo, some music, some telling people what this is all about, what your show is all about, basically. Then we move into the content. That's the meat of your video. That's delivering the value that you're promising. And then we have an outro bumper, which is you sign off. And then my favorite part is the 5th part, which it seems to so many people not important at all, but it really, really is, and that's the outtakes. This is we'll get to it, and I'll tell you why it's important. But that's what it is. It's attention grabber, intro bumper, content, outro, and then the outtakes. Now, before we get into it, the last thing I want to say here, and why this is so important, and why we're spending so much time talking about this, is what I've discovered. I used to do a ton of videos where someone presses record on the camera, and I just start talking. And I've never had more success, more results, higher audience retention rate, because yes, you can track that in YouTube, than when I sat down and took the time up front to script my videos. That is really one of the most important things. When we have a strategy and then we actually write out a script or at least outline or plan what we're about to do, we can do so much better, so much more. Just the creativity, the clarity and the focus, the succinctness of the video is really there. So I'm going to really encourage people to do that. And that's what I did with this video that we're going to go through, which is actually called How to Create a Video.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. And hopefully I can get the pauses done and everything right. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the first 8 seconds of this video, which is all about the attention grabber. So what I want you to do is pay attention to the words that James says in the next little clip that you hear. And then James, after I hit pause, you can kind of break it down a little bit, okay?
Perfect.
And we're going to work segment through these different segments. So let's start with the first segment, which is the attention grabber, and I'm going to go ahead and hit the play button right now.
Hi, James Wedmore here, and in this video, we're going to talk about what to say in your videos.
Okay, so that was about 8 seconds.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what was going on there and what you did.
And it might even be too long. Like, I break my own rules, I make mistakes, I learn from my own. I wouldn't even waste time in a video today. That was the beginning of a video, guys. So we started at 0 second, 0 8. I wouldn't even waste time in a video today if Michael and I were going to make a video right now. I wouldn't even waste time saying, hi, I'm James Wedmore. Like, that's a waste of time. Like, that's a waste of space, because it's you don't write a headline to a news article on the front page of the New York Times saying, hi, I'm the author of this article. Here's my headline. Jump right into it and say, in this video, we're going to make, or we're going to talk about XYZ, or you ask a question. But that's what I did there. Now, what you guys couldn't see was that I inject a lot of humor into it. I want to entertain as much as I inform. So the video is how to create a video, or what to say in your videos. And it actually, it's me pausing and forgetting my line and pulling out a piece of paper and say what to say in my videos. That's me having an attempt at being humorous. But the whole point is that by 8 seconds into this, you should have a pretty darn good idea what we're going to be talking about for the next 5 minutes of this video.
Now, why is it so important in the first few seconds, James, to make sure that you tell the person watching the video what they will gain, if you will, by watching the video?
Yeah, and this is really important you guys understand this. YouTube is not a place for commercials. When you're uploading videos, this isn't a commercial. This isn't 5 minutes about why people should hire you, why you're the best business, all that type of stuff. You have to start your video with providing value for your audience. That's how you're going to get the views, because you're answering the questions that they have, you're informing them, you're educating them, you're providing value to their lives. I like to call it a mini transformation. So if it starts out, I see this so many times. This is why we script our videos. Hi, I'm James Wedmore, and I've loved video since I was a little kid, and I went to film school for it, and now I've been making videos for myself and other people for the past 6 years, and blah, blah, blah.
You've lost them by then, right?
You've lost them, and your YouTube, different, I mean, we could have a whole conversation about this, about the different mediums of teaching, like podcast, audio versus video. On YouTube, what's so different than a podcast like this one is the attention rate is so much lower. And I'll tell you my theory on that is because when you're watching a video, all of the three major modalities are engaged: audio, visual, and kinesthetic. While podcasts, you guys right now might be folding your laundry or cleaning up your desk while you're listening to us, and that's okay.
Or commuting home.
or on the commute home. You can't do that with video. I don't want you driving home in traffic while watching any of my videos. So I have a much more condensed time to get your attention, and I'm always fighting for it the whole way. But as long as I keep it, that's when that engagement between both of us and that relationship is just going to be so much more strengthened. The bond is there. So
okay, so take home point is we all have the attention span of a flea, so get to the point. Now,
exactly.
that's the attention grabber. Now what we're going to do is play the intro bumper, and just real quickly describe what the intro bumper's purpose is.
Sure. As soon as you tell them what you got, this is when you can almost throw in like a little commercial. This is the best way to brand your show, if we want to call it a show. I think just calling it a show raises you another level. But it's the whole branding package of this is where you are, this is what you've got. It adds a level of professionalism and legitimizes you. So.
Okay,
this one I did was real simple, but if you want to go ahead and...
Yeah, so this is going to be a 12-second clip, and I'm going to describe what I'm seeing and what James is seeing, and then so you can get the hang of it. So here we go. There's a hand drawing on the screen. It says Tuesday Tip of the Week, and the hand is drawing a camera, and it says the perfect YouTube video template. And then he breaks some glass with his fist. Okay, so describe a little bit what's going on there.
Yeah, for me, this is really because I'm a video geek. I'm always playing around with different things I can do, and I made that myself using a really cool software called Videoscribe.tv, where you can hand draw on a screen. It's really cool.
I should say he's hand drawing these letters, and it shows his hand drawing as
the music's playing. Yeah, and it's software, so it's not actually my hand. But it's really cool. I broke my own rule on this one. The intro bumper, like I said, this is like when you watch your favorite TV show, like The Office is a great example. Fans of The Office out there, they have this intro before when the show starts, right at 7 o'clock or whatever, and they do their opening bit, and then boom, it cuts to The Office intro where they introduce the cast and they have the classic theme song music. This is what you're doing, but it needs to be less than 6 seconds long. And it's a great place where you put your logo, maybe a picture of yourself, and your tagline.
And maybe a little sound like you were hearing in the background, right? Music?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. A little dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, whatever you want. Here's a tip for you guys. To get this made, you can get these made so cheap. There's a I almost forgot the URL for a second. Videohive.net.
Videohive.net.
And you, these are pre-templated, made for you, ready to go, and you can buy them for $5 to $15.
Wow, and it comes with the little... Are they customizable or is it?
What the software people use is called After Effects, and they're After Effects templates. And all you do is you buy one and you find someone on Fiverr, Odesk, or Freelancer, wherever you can get access to someone to hire somebody really quick. I recommend Odesk.com, and literally for an additional $10, you can have someone, you know, you give them your logo, you give them your tagline, and this thing's done. And now it's a video, and you plug it in to all of your future videos. You never have to do it again.
Very cool.
I do a different one every week because I'm a geek like that. But you just make one, and it really, for less than $50, you can have this beautifully animated intro of your logo with a tagline.
And I'll just add my two cents here. It does add a really incredible professionalism to the videos. Like in the past, when we used to do a lot of videos, we would do these interviews, and we hired and paid a lot of money to have an actual animation effects guy, you know, videotape a dragonfly flying through the forest. And then, you know, there was Scout, our little logo, with his magnifying glass coming up at the end. And it was a 10-second clip, you know, but it was, and it had some really cool music in the background, and it ended with some really neat, wispy sound. But that kind of stuff you don't see on a lot of videos. And when you add that to your videos, it just kind of like, it's a wow factor, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. But it needs to be the most important thing here. You put your name, your logo, your name of the show, whatever. You can even put the title of what the video is, but it needs to be done in 6 seconds or less. 8 seconds was mine, and that's too long.
Okay.
We need to in and out.
Perfect. Now let's transition to this next segment, which is a sample, if I'm not mistaken, of the core content. Is that right, James?
Yes. Yeah, so what we're about to listen to, this is the third part of the five-part outline. I mean, we're already getting to the halfway point. This is how easy it is. And this is where you have to deliver on your promise. If I said at the beginning of the video, in this video, I'm going to tell you what to say in your videos. This is where I need to do this right here. And then you need to do it as fast as possible. But you're going to listen to this clip, and what I'm actually going to show you, and this is where, like, becoming a teacher and a marketer is so much more like the first element of everything you do, because before I can show you what it is I do or give you the steps, the ABCs, the secrets to the universe, I need to tell you why it's important. I need to sell you on the value of the content I'm giving you. Otherwise, you take it for granted. And it's so important that you're doing that. You can't sell yourself short. Otherwise, people are going to watch it and not think it's important. They're not going to listen. They're not going to take action. And you're doing them a disservice. So this part we're going to show you now is, as soon as the intro bumper is ended, we're still like 20 seconds into the video, I give you a line or two about why this is so valuable. Then I deliver the content.
Now, this is actually the core of the entire video, but I'm only going to play about 20 some seconds. So
right. And it goes on for another 2.5-3 minutes or something like
right.
that.
Right. So just so people can visually imagine this, this is like the meat, right? And we were just on the top piece of bread and the mayonnaise or whatever, you know, now we're into the meat of the sandwich, right?
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and play about 20 or so seconds so you can get a feel for what this is. Just go ahead and everybody listen up.
Using video online is a great way to engage your audience, build a reputable brand, and create raving fans. All right, settle down, children. And with the staggering stats, over 4 billion daily views. YouTube is a no-brainer for your online marketing success.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. So kind of explain what you did there.
Yeah, so if I'm going to teach you how to make a video or what to say in your videos, I need to make sure that we're on the same page and that you actually have a desire to do that. And in order to do that, I need to convey the benefits, the results that you're going to get once you implement. And that's the key. I need to start first with, if you do what I'm about to teach you and share with you the steps of what you're going to do, what is the end result? What's going to happen after you do it? And I say it's a great way to engage your audience and to whatever else I, you know, benefit I added. And then I talk a little bit about, you know, with 4 billion daily views, YouTube is an easy way to get your message out to the world.
Now, James, one of the questions people might be asking is, okay, that's like the intro to the beef. just like, what are the, if you could just share at a very high level, what are the other components that should go into this core part of the presentation?
Yeah. So, you right after that, I just tell them what to do, or tell
you give them the tips or whatever, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing I want to say here. Because I've already mentioned this, that, you know, we've got the short attention spans, and we want to keep our videos pretty short. I like to say that every YouTube video that I put out is like a mini transformation, and that it's this one enclosed idea that stands alone. It gives one mini aha.
So don't have like a video that has 16 tips in it or something like
exactly.
that. Just pick your best tip.
16 different videos.
Gotcha.
It really is. It's like, this is, you know, one, like, yes, this video is called the 5-part outline to making a video, but I don't talk about what camera to get. I don't talk about where to film. I don't talk about any of that. I just talk about what to say in your videos. So one thing, that's it in this video. And making that little mini transformation. So that's all I do in this video. If you were to go watch it, it just takes you through. Okay, it's actually takes you through exactly what we're saying in this interview.
Well, and I will have this embedded in the show notes just so everybody knows. Okay, so is the next thing we're going to the outro bumper? No,
what we're going to do is, because you asked this question, you know, what else should we say in our content? There's two things in this next clip. There's two things I'm going to point out to you, and this is two things I do all the time. The first one is opening and closing. Actually, that's the second one, is opening and closing loops. The first thing you're going to notice when we play this clip is I do as many pattern interrupts as possible. So like I said, people want to be entertained just as much as they want to be educated, probably want to be entertained a little bit more than they want to be educated, but they want to feel like they got the value of knowledge and the entertainment as well. So what I do whenever I feel like I've gone on a little too much with teaching or giving the content, I do whatever I can to just throw something out there, be different, be funny, be unique. And I try really hard. I'm not really that funny, but sometimes I have a hit. So we'll play this clip. You're going to see two things. First, I have a little pattern interrupt after I teach the content. And then second, you'll see I open a loop to foreshadow something coming up in the video.
Okay. And just to give everybody some perspective. So up till now, we've gotten to about 43 seconds into the video, so we're now skipping forward almost 2 minutes. So James
Correct.
Has been teaching for about 2 minutes, and he's about to do a pattern interrupt, which I'm going to go ahead and play right
now. Important part of your video. You ready for it? After you deliver your content, you must deliver your call to action.
Call to action! Action! Call to action! Action!
What do you want your audience?
Okay, so tell us what you did there.
Sure. So this is me just being a goofball. So I said, after you do this, you need to add a call to action. There's me teaching. But then while I was on camera, I was just being goofy and having fun. And I just said call to action like 5 different times. Just like, you know, call to action, but, and
we show different video clips of you popping in from different sides of the screen.
Right. And so while I was going back and looking at the footage, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. I'm going to keep that all in there because I had a script. And I knew what my intention and what my strategy was. And I see this and I was like, oh, this is a great place to just inject something different. Like, they were not expecting me to just, you know, randomly blurt out things. Like, when you watch the video, I pop in from the side and I think upside down or something like that. And it's just kind of like, oh, okay. It kind of resets that attention span. So that's what we're going with that part right there.
Okay. Now this next part, tell me about it.
Okay. So then what we do is, and this is really important because we are going to talk about the call to action in a second, I want to make sure people are staying to the end of my videos. So the easiest way I could tell them to do in this one was just tell them something that was about to come up or something that's going to be at the end of the video. And that is so crucial because if we have these small attention spans with our audience, what can we be doing to foreshadow, to get people excited about and give them a reason to stay? And you'll get, here's a simple example of what I did in this one.
And just to give you a little context, after his call to action, he taught for another minute or so, and then this happened.
Don't you? So it's all pretty simple, right? Well, I got a very special gift for you. I've put together a very special report and infographic detailing this 5-part outline, and I want to give it to you absolutely free.
You want the free report.
This way you can start making more awesomer videos with this little cheat sheet. To get your hands on it, simply click the link below this video in the description box. Fill out your email on the next page, and I'll email it right to you. Got it? Good. Now, cue the outro bumper.
Okay.
Okay, so we actually skipped the opening loop, but this is the call to action. Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah. Well, did we skip? What did we skip exactly?
Yeah. So the previous clip you played, if you would have just kept playing it for like another 5 seconds, it talks about.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
That foreshadow.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let's get that context in there.
What to do next? Go to your website, a blog, Facebook fan page. Tell them exactly what to do and why they need to do it. And don't worry, my call to action is coming soon.
Okay, so there you go. So that last part that I just played was earlier in the video. And he was hinting earlier in the video that his call to action was coming. Then he went on to teach for a minute. And then we just went through that whole section there where he explained what the call to action is. So, briefly, just to rephrase what you said, it's important to tease people that there's something coming soon so they'll hang around in the video. And I got ahead of us a little bit and I played what that something coming is, which is actually how to act. So do you want to talk about the actual call to action a little bit?
I do. And the reason I'm able to say, by the way, with this foreshadow, oh, mine's coming up soon, is I've realized a lot of people watch my stuff to see what I'm doing with my videos so they can use it in theirs. So it's just an example saying, hey, here's how I'm doing it. I'm going to show you in a second. That's a good enough reason for my audience to stick around. So they stay to the end. And the end, the last part of the content meet, the end of our third part of our 5-part outline is delivering a call to action. This is hands down the most important thing. And what I basically did here was say, hey, I've got something for you. I've put together a 5-part outline graphic and video that breaks down. It's basically exactly the same content that I'm giving to you guys here. Showing you exactly how I script my videos and how I put them together, and you can get it absolutely free. All you got to do is click the link below this video. So I tell them what to do and why it's important, why they need to do it, and how to do it. And that's the 3-part call to action: what to do, why to do it, and how to do it. And if you watch the video, when you watch the video, you'll actually see two things. First, I actually have a graphic of what I'm giving them, this free gift, pop up on the screen next to me. That just adds higher perceived value. They can almost feel like they can touch it and grab it and hold on to it. Higher perceived value means more desire. But then I use my hands and I'm like pointing with my hands. Click the link below this video. I tell them exactly how to do it so it's a real easy no-brainer. And that's how we get people off of YouTube, which really is the goal, and onto our stuff. Take the next step with us.
Okay, so up to this point, we've talked about how you start your video with that quick attention grabber, how you do the intro bumper, which is that cool, you know, branding, and then the core content and its components. And we were just finishing up on the call to action, which is the end of the kind of core component, which is a critical marketing step for any kind of content that you create, which is to move someone who's passive to become active. So now that we've got that part done, we move to the outro bumper and the outtakes, right? So briefly describe what those two things are.
Okay. So once we've delivered our call to action, we can even thank people for, thanks for watching this video. I'll see you over on the next page when you click that link, something like that. Now we just need to sign off. Now we just need to end it. And I like to end my videos with the same way I opened them, with that intro bumper. You can just literally put that same intro bumper and put it at the end of your video. And if it's that same music, you know, people get the branding, the emotional music, it's catchy and it sticks and it kind of is the other side of the bun. It's, you know, the top and the bottom of your video sandwich, ties it all up. But what I also like to do here is use text to further enunciate what my call to action is. So I believe when we play this video, it'll say like, click the link below, or there'll be an arrow or something like that while it's playing the outro. But then from there, and this to me is the thing that no one will do, but it's the most important thing, because what did I say at the beginning of this call was that for me, when I have someone connect with me in offline and they say, I feel like I've known you, I feel like we're old friends, it's because I'm able in my videos to have this humanizing effect or make it humanizing. Because when I watch a video, and let me know if any of you guys do this, where you watch somebody who you've seen their first video and you're looking for them to make a mistake. You're analyzing them. You're seeing, are they stumbling? Are they, do they really mean what they say? You know, like the red flags, the warning signs are kind of flashing to see, you know, you're looking for the nonverbal stuff. When I throw in a few bloopers, which is the final part, when I throw that in at the end and I just show people that, yeah, I make mistakes, I laugh it off, I'm a total goofball, let's take another take, and people see that behind the scenes aspect of it, it does two things. Number one, it trains your audience to stay to the end of your videos because they always get a little fun treat, a little chuckle at the end. People will tell me all the time, your outtakes are my favorite part. You know, they want to be entertained. But the second thing is it really does create that deeper connection of that real transparency of, this is a real person, I can relate to this person. I would make the same type of mess ups if I were in front of that camera doing that. And that to me is how I'm able to build that rapport. And we all know people buy from who they know, like, and trust. And
so let's play it so everybody can kind of hear how it sounds. Okay, here we go. All right, we see an arrow flying around on the screen, and it's pointing to the bottom of the screen where that call to action is that says click the link below. And then there's...
You do want your viewers to stay... to wait, what?
Oh.
Okay, let's do it from the top.
Okay, so these are the bloopers.
Yeah.
And basically, he's dropping a weight on his foot. He's throwing a golf club accidentally behind him, and he's trying to get his golf swing down. But what's also going on here, which is really interesting, James, is there's also a little, like, click here to subscribe.
Are you saying this to me in real life?
Yes. Click here to subscribe and watch the next video. Should I keep letting this play, or?
No, you can pause it.
Okay.
I want to talk about this. So yeah. This is an advanced thing. It's advanced because it for me, it's all layers. It's like, how can you take what you've got and just build upon it? You know, we had a discussion on my Facebook fan page the other day where I created a quote image that says, video is the window to your brand. And I say, you know, the days of making the shaky iPhone or flip cam videos aren't over, but the days of getting away with it without hurting your brand are. And there was a great discussion going on with that about people saying, yes, but I really feel that, you know, good is always going to be better than trying to make it perfect. And I said, that's fine as long as your level of what you define as good is always being raised. You're always raising the bar for yourself. You're always looking, once you make that first video, how can I make the next one better? And that's always what I'm going to encourage you to do with everything, not just your videos, but everything that you do in life and business and beyond. But one of the things I added, like I said, this isn't a necessity, but it helps, is I added something which I call the video directory. And when your video ends, and you'll be able to see it at the end, it's a simple card.
Like a thumbnail image. Almost, yeah. Like,
yeah,
and it allows
people to go take the next step. And it can be they can continue watching the bloopers, they can go watch your next video, they can subscribe to your channel, you can add whatever you want. And it's exactly what it is. It's a video directory of where to go from there. Obviously, we want them to go to your website, but some people want to watch more of your videos or subscribe to your channel. They can do that as well. So it's great additional branding, and that's what I throw in at the end of all my videos now.
Well, folks, I hope you got a lot out of this interview because James really did pull back, you know, the covers, if you will, and reveal a lot of detail about how he makes this stuff. I'm going to make sure that we actually have the video that you've been hearing in the show notes so that you can watch it a couple times and kind of see how James does what he does, because listening to it alone doesn't fully give it justice. But I think having this conversation with James and kind of dissecting some of the principles that go into how this works and the strategy behind it, I hope it was of great assistance to you. I want to leave James with this last question, which is, James, I know a lot of people listening probably want to dabble and learn more. Where can they go to find out more about these kinds of things, and particularly more about you?
You know, and I thank you for asking me that question. The best place that you could go, and the thing that would make me the most happy, is just going to my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/James Wedmore. Make sure to subscribe there. It's a click button, you know, one click, boom, you're subscribed, and just start watching a few of my videos. If you like what you're watching, you'll take the next step from there. But that's where I kind of just lay it all out in front of you. And if you are resonating with my content and enjoying with it, we can hang out more, and I can keep giving you more video training.
James Wedmore, Video Mastermind. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope you got a lot out of that interview. If you're thinking about creating persuasive videos, you need to listen to it again. Check out the show notes at socialmediaexaminer.com/32. There you'll find all the links we talked about. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, I'd love it if you'd help us spread the word by visiting socialmediaexaminer.com/love. That will populate a tweet in your Twitter stream, letting all your friends know about the show. This brings us to the end of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Michael Stelzner. If you like what you've heard, I'd love it if you'd go over to iTunes and give us a rating and a review and maybe even subscribe to our show in the podcast app. socialmediaexaminer.com/iTunes will take you right there. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, thanks for sticking around a little bit longer. I made a mistake. I said that you can get the show notes at socialmediaexaminer.com/32 when I should have said socialmediaexaminer.com/31. Now, if I could have edited over the top of the music very easily, I would have, but I'm lazy. So thank you for bearing with me, and do visit socialmediaexaminer.com/31 if you want to get the show notes for today's podcast. Talk to you next time. Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.